The dawn of the 20th century brought with it an era of significant change in the United States. The nation, still grappling with the consequences of rapid industrialization and urbanization, was on the cusp of a transformation that would reshape its political, social, and economic landscape. This period, known as the Progressive Era, was marked by a growing desire for reform, as Americans sought to address the excesses of big business, political corruption, and social inequality. At the heart of this movement stood Theodore Roosevelt, whose presidency would come to symbolize the values of progressivism and the pursuit of a more just society. 1901 to 1909 was a landslide. The roots of the Progressive Era lay in the conditions of the Gilded Age, a period of unprecedented economic growth and concentration of wealth. While the United States had become a global industrial powerhouse by the turn of the century, this success was built on a foundation of stark inequality. The nation's wealth was concentrated in the hands of a few powerful industrialists, or robber barons, who controlled vast corporations and amassed fortunes at the expense of workers and the environment. Meanwhile, the working class faced grueling labor conditions, long hours, and low wages, and the gap between rich and poor continued to widen. Amidst this backdrop, the progressive movement emerged as a response to the social, political, and economic challenges of the age. Progressives were united by a common belief that government could, and should, play a more active role in addressing the problems caused by industrialization. They sought to curb the power of monopolies, improve labor conditions, protect the environment, and ensure greater political participation for ordinary citizens. This was a time of widespread social activism, with reformers pushing for changes at every level of government, from local municipalities to the federal government. Theodore Roosevelt, who became president in 1901 after the assassination of William McKinley, was the figure who would come to embody the spirit of the Progressive Era. Roosevelt, a former Rough Rider and New York governor, was a charismatic and energetic leader who believed in using the power of the presidency to promote the public good. His administration would be marked by a series of reforms that sought to rein in the power of big business, protect workers, and promote the welfare of the American people. One of Roosevelt's key policies was his commitment to breaking up monopolies and regulating corporate power. He believed that large corporations, especially the trusts that controlled entire industries, were stifling competition and exploiting workers. Roosevelt's administration took decisive action to curb the power of these trusts, earning him the nickname Trustbuster. Under his leadership, the government filed lawsuits against several major corporations, including the Northern Securities Company, a railroad monopoly led by J.P. Morgan. In 1904, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the government, ordering the dissolution of the Northern Securities Company, a landmark victory in the fight against monopolies. Roosevelt's trust-busting efforts were not limited to railroads. His administration also took aim at other powerful industries, including Standard Oil and American Tobacco, using the Sherman Antitrust Act to break up monopolies and restore competition. Roosevelt believed that not all trusts were harmful, and he distinguished between good trusts that operated fairly and bad trusts that exploited workers and consumers. His approach was not to destroy big business altogether, but to ensure that it operated in a way that benefited society as a whole. In addition to his efforts to regulate big business, Roosevelt was a staunch advocate for labor rights. During his presidency, labor unrest was widespread, with workers organizing strikes and protests to demand better wages, working conditions, and the right to unionize. Roosevelt recognized the importance of addressing these concerns, but he also believed in maintaining a balance between the interests of workers and employers. His most notable intervention came in 1902 during the coal miners' strike in Pennsylvania, when workers demanded higher wages and shorter hours. Roosevelt intervened in the dispute, urging both sides to reach a compromise. For the first time in American history, a sitting president played a direct role in mediating a labor dispute, setting a precedent for future presidential involvement in labor relations. Roosevelt's commitment to social reform extended beyond labor issues. He was deeply concerned with the welfare of ordinary Americans and believed that the government had a duty to protect the public from the excesses of unchecked capitalism. In 1906, he signed the Pure Food and Drug Act and the Meat Inspection Act into law, responding to public outcry over the unsanitary conditions in the food industry. These laws were aimed at ensuring that food and medicine were properly labeled and free from harmful substances, laying the groundwork for modern consumer protection laws. A Another area of reform that Roosevelt championed was environmental conservation. As industrialization spread across the country, the nation's natural resources were being rapidly depleted, and Roosevelt, a passionate outdoorsman, was determined to preserve America's wilderness. He believed that conservation was not just about protecting the environment for future generations, but also about ensuring that the nation's natural resources were used sustainably for the benefit of all Americans. During his presidency, Roosevelt established the United States Forest Service, expanded the national park system, and created 5 national parks, 18 national monuments, and 150 national forests. His efforts helped to establish a new national consciousness about the importance of preserving the country's natural heritage. Roosevelt's foreign policy was also shaped by his progressive vision. He believed that the United States had a responsibility to assert its influence on the global stage and to use its power to promote peace and stability. His most famous foreign policy initiative was the construction of the Panama Canal, which would link the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans and significantly reduce travel time for ships. In 1903, Roosevelt negotiated the Habean-Avarilla Treaty with Panama, granting the U.S. control over the canal zone. The construction of the canal was a monumental engineering feat and a symbol of American power and ambition. Roosevelt's approach to foreign policy was encapsulated in his famous phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." He believed that diplomacy and military strength should go hand in hand, and he was not afraid to use force when necessary to protect American interests. Roosevelt's intervention in the Dominican Republic, his role in negotiating the end of the Russo-Japanese War, for which he won the Nobel Peace Prize, and his involvement in the building of the Panama Canal all demonstrated his belief in American exceptionalism and the country's role as a global power. Despite his many accomplishments, Roosevelt's presidency was not without controversy. His progressive reforms were met with resistance from conservatives and business interests, who feared that government intervention would stifle economic growth. Many also criticized his trust-busting efforts, arguing that they undermined the free market. Roosevelt's personality, too, was polarizing. He was a larger-than-life figure, brash and outspoken, and his forceful leadership style often alienated those who disagreed with him. However, Roosevelt's presidency left an indelible mark on the nation. His square deal, as he called his domestic agenda, sought to balance the needs of business, labor, and the public. His policies helped to redefine the role of government in American life and set the stage for future reforms. Roosevelt's leadership during the Progressive Era demonstrated that government could be a force for positive change, capable of addressing the social and economic challenges of the time. The Progressive Era would continue to unfold after Roosevelt's presidency, with reforms like the establishment of the Federal Reserve System under President Woodrow Wilson and the passage of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. But Roosevelt's time in office was the critical period when the foundations of modern American progressivism were laid. In our next episode, we will examine the next chapter in America's journey as a global power, exploring the impact of World War I and the ways in which the United States began to reshape its role on the world stage. World War I. America enters the global stage. We'll look at how the war marked a dramatic shift in American foreign policy and the national consciousness.